Hello, handsome. Care for a rundown?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Something special is about to happen.
Are you waiting to receive my lift penis?
Very aroused.
It was better than later.
Welcome to the winner's circle. If you made it here, it means you done put in the work, dude. Congratulations. You made it way past the basics. This calls for a massive celebration. Welcome to the winner's circle.
Yeah, g'day punters. Welcome back to the Chase Your Losses podcast. I'm Natty, he's Rando. And fuck, we gotta do some chasing, baby. What's doing, brother?
Mate, honestly, I just thought that the first game of the week was just an outlier and that we would just smash through the next couple of games with some sure things getting up. But alas, terrible, terrible stuff. I mean, I had some jam on Anzac Day and then everything else just went down on a try scorer for the rest of the week. So pretty disappointing that the stats weren't statsing on Anzac Day round, but still one of the greatest rounds on the calendar, up there with Magic Round, I believe. Just getting all those games in, getting on the piss and watching three games of footy on a Thursday. Tell me anything better.
Yeah, the footy was fantastic. Thoroughly enjoyed the footy and the billion beers I consumed. But the punting was no bueno. I mean, and we're just about to talk about it in the green room, but like it's always when you look at the card and you go, okay, this is a good week for the punts. This is, the stats look good. They're screaming at me. I love some try scorers. I'm going to multi all these motherfuckers up. I'm going to build a change your life multi. This is the week I bang. And it's those weekends that usually just kick your ass. The ones that you're the most confident about, they're the rounds that just go, nah, nah, nah. The gambling gods just go, no chance, not this week, not having it. And, mate, we got pumped.
We did. We ran it off the back fence thinking we were king shit and we just got absolutely whacked off the kickoff.
Yeah. But, look, you've said it before, Rando, this is what we do. We chase on this podcast. This is where we are the most dangerous. When we're behind the eight ball, when we're down by six with 30 seconds to go, we're going to win it. We're going to go. We're going to keep pushing through, but we'll get the ugly stuff out of the way first. Let's do the recap from the round that was. Ew. So, Rando, I mean, first up, DWZ into AKP paying $3.08. That goes down. I mean, DWZ, I said, look, if DWZ doesn't get up paying $1.46, I'm going to be fucking livid. And that set the tone for the whole weekend. I was fucking livid with that because every multi had DWZ in it.
Absolutely. That was a horror. If anything, DWZ not going over. He buried his way over, but it was a great try-saving tackle. I think it was AJ Brimson who just held him up over the line those dying minutes. He almost got one for the punters, but yeah, far out. Just everything was aiming up. The Titans' worst defensive edge was that edge. They just kept hitting the right second rower instead of going out the back. They just kept hitting Laban, and I'm not too sure why they weren't throwing it out the back every time, having a crack there. It was a perfect day for it in Auckland, but you know, it goes down. Disappointing because we did get Carm Pereira in there, but a lesson learned over having two try scorers.
Put it in the commandment sheet. Fuck. All right, next up, I had Roosters 1-12 into Joey Manu playing $7.20. No bueno here. Now, Manu bangs. Joey Manu on Anzac Day, it's an absolute given, but the 1-12 didn't even get within a fucking bull's roar of it. And on the stories, if you follow us on Instagram, I got on there and I said, look, no more 1-12s. I promise this year. So 1-12s are cancelled on my end. No more. I promise.
And you know what? I'll take blame on that too. I should have captain's challenged it. Should have had you just go the Roosters to win. They were good odds as they were. But lo and behold, you couldn't help yourself, Natty, at all.
Yeah, very greedy. Very greedy indeed. Next up, Rando, you had Manly to win, Saab to score, paying $2.30. No go here. Another one. Jason Saab looked absolutely fucking lockable. Put your house on him. He was going to score in this one. No go.
I know. He got so close early on in the game. He reached out and scored, but his foot was into touch. I put up a graphic there of social media of how close we were. Ruben Garrick picks up a bouncing ball that he probably should have left to bounce to Saar, but instead he snagged it. He took two tries down that right edge. Our Raider was right, but the try scorer, no bueno. And I thought that was the second lock of the week. If DWZ wasn't my lock, then Jason Saab definitely was against that Morgan Harper, Marcus Sivo edge.
I know. Fuck you, Garrick. Fuck you. And obviously, your hero went down with that one. No go there. Now, next up, our only win of the best bet set of six. I went Storm into Warbrick playing a measly $2.03. But fuck me, we will take that because we needed something out of this weekend. Yeah, not much to say here. Just an easy little get there with the Storm Warbrick crossing there. Next up, Rando, you went the milestone bet, which I was a big fan of here. To'o into Kyle Felt paying $4.70. No go there. I mean, To'o was a certainty. I was all over To'o in this one. He goes bang, but just our boy, the Chase brother, couldn't get it done.
Yeah, definitely not good. I thought Felty, once Brian To'o was over in the first 5 minutes, I thought, beautiful, the Chase brother, he's there. He's playing game 200. Surely they get that ball to him. No bueno in the end. They did, like, as mentioned, the stats probably didn't say that Felty was a go. It was definitely the left-hand side, which we saw Val and Semi score. But, you know, you just got to have them in there for a milestone bet. You never know if they're going to hit the right. But unfortunately, no bueno. Brian To'o had an amazing game. So a great game. 21 tackle breaks. Crazy.
That's fucking ridiculous. That is bullshit. Yeah, and then look, this one, another bad beat. Very, really upset in this one. Sharks into Mulatalo paying $2.16. We go down there, and I was texting you through this game just going, look, if Ronaldo Mulatalo doesn't score in this fucking game, I'm going to chuck all of my toys out of my pram. They're all going on the ground in the mud. And, I mean, the Sharks put on an absolute clinic. If you told me that the Sharks fucking score that many points and Mulatalo doesn't score, you would uppercut me. You just go, you're an idiot. You've got no idea. You actually don't know rugby league. But, alas, it happened. Mulatalo doesn't cross in this one. So, and that crazy. Puts my hero down as well. So, yeah. Oh, no, I mean, DWZ, Saab, and Mulatalo not scoring on the weekend is just unheard of with those kind of statistical matchups.
Absolutely. The three shortest priced odd players that you could get all weekend as a try scorer coming up. Duck eggs. Awful. Awful.
Yep. Yeah. Come on, gambling gods. Give us something this week. That was bad. All right. Next up, we've got the 40-20s. We had DWZ obviously went down. Warbrick banged, but then we had Saab, Bostock, and of course, Mulatalo went down. That is a losing week for the 40-20s. The Smokey, Jordan Rickey, he goes down. The kick to corners multi, because we had DWZ in there, and Mulatalo, that goes down. The D-gen, fucking no! Oh, God. And then we get into our locks. Pepper, come on, girl. You need to pick up your game here. Bunnies. I knew she was going to pick the bunny. She's just a big, she's like, right, she likes rabbits. She's really into Peter Rabbit at the moment. So I knew she was going to pick them. Gave him 21.5 starts. Still wasn't enough. So I went down there. And then Rando, thank fuck. Whew, God. If you didn't get this up, it would have been very, very ugly. Manly Broncos Shark, $2.25, 20 bucks on that. That goes bang, bang. Thank you very much. So I'm back to minus 18. You're at $123.40 now for the locks. And my first loss of the accumulator goes down. Sharks and Fins.
Yeah, $2.10, lost that
one.
Mate.
So just, it was one of those weeks. Oh, here we go. Fucking hell. Yeah, it's just one of those weeks where we just couldn't get traction. We just could not get traction the whole week. So spent 17.25 units. We won 8.31. That's a loss of 8.94. Now sitting at minus 7.1. Yeah, that's diabolical.
Holy fuck. That was diabolical.
So I don't know what else to say here. That's we just got to move on. We just got to keep pushing. We just got to keep betting. You just punt your way out of these holes. That's what you got to do, bro. So without further ado, should we just get into it?
Oh, please, love of God, let's redeem ourselves.
Let's go.
I'm gambling again.
You're a lying, low-life, motherfucking gambling degenerate prick. You know that's what you are?
Okay, Rando, come on, baby. Mr. Thursday night, off the back fence. He's biting down on the fucking mouth guard, ready to go, ready to get us off to a good start here for the best set of six. One unit on each of these, half unit on the hero. Rando, kick it off for us, brother.
Alrighty. Thursday night, you know I'm back here, and it's going to be a great contest here between the Rabbitohs and the Panthers. The Rabbitohs trying to save face. They've got a new coach at the helm, Ben Hornby, taking over for them. So that's some good news for Rabbitohs fans. Hopefully can change their fortune. There's a huge myth in the game that the caretaker coach has got a better winning percentage in his first game back, but they've actually only won 38% of their games. 16 out of 42 teams in the NRL era have one with their new caretaker. I don't think it happens this week. I think Penrith, they just stay in control of this match. I'm going to take Penrith the only team to score 20 plus points. Looking at the Rabbitohs, they've only scored 20 plus three times this season in seven games. Penrith, they always keep their opposition below 20 points. Last week was an anomaly. The Cowboys just love scoring points. They're up against the best attacking team. But for the most part, the Panthers, they've been keeping teams under that 20-point mark. So that's some good value, $1.52. And a try scorer on top of that for the Panthers, Sunia Taruva. I don't know. I'm pretty sure we've already made a commandment on this show to take the right winger against the Bunnies. They have hit in all seven games against the Rabbitohs. The Panthers, they're dominant on that right edge as well. So I really do love them to come down that right edge and play through Taruva. So Panthers to score 20 plus only. And Sunia Taruva, that's paying $2.56.
I got a boo.
That's nice, bro. Yeah, Taruva, big on Taruva this week. If he doesn't score, I mean, surely we can't go two big favourites in a row with the first bet. That would be very unlucky. So Panthers, Taruva, I love that. All right, next up, I am going to go the Broncos-Roosters game. This should be a really good game, actually. Now, the Broncos have won six straight at home. They've won 10 of their last 11 Friday night games, six on the trot, and four straight Suncorp Friday night wins. So they're great at home. We know that Broncos, but even better on a Friday night. They love that Friday night game. On the other side of the board, the Roosters, they've won seven out of their last 10 versus the Broncos, five of their last 10 at Suncorp, and three straight victories versus the Broncos at Suncorp. Last two losses versus the Broncos at Suncorp, 2019 by 5 points, 2018 by 6 points. So last five losses have been by 7 points or less. Now, I think with the Broncos, all their troops back, they'll be hard to stop at home. I think they get the job done. However, I think it'll be close. I think they won't win by more than 18 points. So I'm giving the Chooks 18 and a half head start here at the alternate line to bump this up to around $2. So right away, Broncos, Roosters plus 18 and a half. That gets us around that $2 mark for tries. I'm going to go an underdog try scorer play here. Broncos leaking 52% of all tries scored against them to right attacks. That's where they're weak. Roosters scoring 47% of their tries down their right, and that's where they're dominant. So Chooks should be finding a little bit of success up against this lefty of the Broncos. Mam, Arthurs, Cobbo, Piakura, they're combining for 21 tries conceded this year, 21 line breaks conceded this year as well. Broncos have leaked 22% of tries to right wingers. A right winger has scored in 5 out of the 8 games this year. Now, an interesting stat that I picked up here when I was doing my study, Arthurs himself has conceded 7 tries in 8 games. So when he moved to the right wing for 2 games, he leaked a try in both of those games. So That being said, Dom Young is our boy here. He scored a double last time out versus the Broncos. He scored in three out of the last five games he has played this year. Best bet, we're going to go Broncos win, Roosters plus 18.5 at the alternate line, and Dom Young to score, paying $4.80.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
It is a bold strategy, but I do like Dom Young as a try scorer this weekend. And these seem to hit for you. I mean, it's not a 1-12, but you're given that little bit of a buffer for teams, and usually those get up. Mm. Broncos to win, and then, but not by a certain amount of margin. And you're giving them a bit of string here, the Roosters. So I think it'll be a really tight contest between these two at Suncorp. So it'll be really interesting to see which way it will go. It's a tough one to tip, to be honest. You'd obviously lean to the Broncos. I think they're the dominant team. So I think you've chosen there well, but I don't think they win by much.
I like it. He likes it. I like it. Let's move on. Rando, what do you got for us?
All righty. We're going to kick on to the Manly Raiders game on Friday night as well. I really like this match. I think Manly going to win it. But obviously at $1.22, I got to find some more odds. So instead of taking a result here, I'm going to take the unders for this game. Now, five games on Friday, 6 p.m. so far this season, four of them have gone under, which I do like. And then looking at these two guys coming together at night when they played night games, their last four games have also gone under the points handicap. So don't mind the under 43.5 for try scorers. Still think the right edge is the dominant one here for Manly. Daly Cherry Evans being back and not getting suspended is a huge win for the Seagulls. So I think that right edge, particularly with Olakau'atu out, that's their dangerous side. So I'm going to go either Garrick or Saab to combine for one try. I'm putting that in with the unders. That's paying $2.73.
Clever girl.
Oh, I like it. I like it. That's a good defensive play from you. So last week you had Saab, Garrick scored. Let's just take them both and just cover both bases. Smart footy, eyes up. That's good from you, brother. All right, I'm going to go next. I'm going to go the Storm Titans game here. So first up, Storm, they've won 9 out of the last 10 versus the Titans. They've played the Titans 27 times and they've won 20 of them. That's a 74% win rate. They've won 7 out of their last 8 games. They've played the Tits at home. Storm win. Especially in Mad Dog's 200th game, they win. So I'm just going to go head-to-head for Storm there. For tries, Titans are by far the worst team at defending the fullback position, leaking a try to the position every game bar one this season. That was against an 18-year-old Chevy Stewart. So that's the only fullback that hasn't scored against them. 29% of the tries scored against the Titans have gone to fullbacks. In the last three Storm versus Titans games, the Storm fullback has scored in two of them, scoring 5 tries in 3 games. Last time Pappy laced the boots up at Seabus, he scored a hat-trick. Granted, it was against the Sharks, but fond memories of just banging at Seabus for Pappy anyway. Storm with Pappy is fuck all value. So to get it over that $2 mark, I'm going to chuck in the Titans plus 34.5. Storm have an average winning margin of 12.5 versus the Titans over the last 5 matchups. So with the Titans playing a little bit better football of late, I think they can well and truly keep it within the 34.5 points there. That gets us up to around that, I think it's around the $2 mark, but best bet, Storm win. Titans plus 34.5, Pappy ATS, that's playing $2.08.
These things are a burial, a blowout, a human lot.
So really fuck all value there, if I'm honest. But we were talking about this earlier, especially in that Warriors game. We were kicking ourselves that we didn't have CNK in that game because he banged very early.
Absolutely. Got to take the fullbacks against the Titans this season. I think Pappy, he's in try-scoring form. The big four really started to click in that spine last week against the Rabbitohs, which is danger signs for the Titans. They can leak a lot of points. They can also score a few points as well. And their left edge coming up against that Storm weak right edge is danger signs, but not for your bet. I think Storm do get up, but the Titans will score points, and I think they'll find plenty of them on that left edge. Could be like a Manly Seagulls Titans game, I think this one. Could easily be bloody 50-30.
Yes, well, that is a fantastic segue into my hero bet. So I'm chucking the cape on here, and you've already started it for me because the Storm are by far the worst team at defending the left winger. Their right defense giving up 60% of their tries scored against them, and 40% of the total tries scored against them are going to left wingers. So just for a comparison there, we usually say 20% is very dominant. So 40% is crazy. A left winger has scored against the Storm in 5 out of the last 7 games this year, 7 tries over those 7 games. Titan left edge, like you said, very dominant, scoring 59% of the tries they've scored. And even more so now that Fifita is back in action over there. The commandment is take the winger running at Warbrick at the moment. So Sammy goes in, but I'm not stopping there. Hold on to your dick because I'm just going to keep going here for my hero. I'm also chucking in the Mad Dog in his 200th game. He has scored in both his last two games at Seabus, scored in 3 out of the last 4 versus the Titans, 5 out of his last 7. So I love him to bang as well. So here we go. This is my hero. Storm, head-to-head. Titans plus 34.5. Then we go Pappy to score, Munster to score, Sammy to score, and that is paying $17.45.
You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
It's a good one. I like it. I like it, Natty. Looks very, very good. I think that Munster, as you mentioned, best record against any other club. It's against the Titans. He scored 11 tries against them in his career. And then, of course, you take a look at that right edge, that weak right edge, as I mentioned, for the Melbourne Storm. The left winger has made 11 line breaks in the last 5 games. Crazy stats there. So you just got to get on the left side. And that's where the Titans are humming at the moment. They're really smashing that left edge. So that's just perfect matchup.
Yep, I do like it. There's a lot there that needs to happen for $17, but I'm very happy with those legs. All right, Rando, what do you got for us next?
I'm going to go to Townsville for the Cowboys and the Finns match. I really do fancy the Cowboys here to get back in the winner's circle. I thought that they were really unlucky to come up short. They were a Drinkwater intercept away from closing out that game against the Panthers. The Cowboys being favorite is what I like the most. They've won 15 of their last 19 games in Townsville as the favorite. They've beaten the Finns in their last 2 encounters by 13 plus points. So I'm going to take the Cowboys, the line at -8.5 here. I do like the overs. Now, 7 of the 8 games the Cowboys have played this season have gone over. Their last 6 games have gone over the points handicap. So I'll take that over 48.5. And just to finish, just to get some units here, I will take an underdog try scorer, and I do like Jack Bostock here. The Cowboys have conceded the most tries to left wings of any other position on the field, conceding 6 tries to them. We saw To'o go over for the Panthers. We've seen Simonson go over against Parramatta. Fuck, Mulatalo scored a double in between that. So they are leaking down their right edge defense, and Viliami Vailea, he's starting there as well at right center, a new combination for the Cowboys. So do like the Dolphins' chances on that left side. So Bostock points over 48.5, and the Cowboys -8.5, paying $6.50.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck, yeah.
Holy. $6.50. Okay, now we're talking. A little bit of juicy value there for the best bet. I'm aroused.
Absolutely. And I won't stop there, Natty. I won't stop there. I put my cape on. As I mentioned, it will be an overs game in this matchup. So I'm going to be taking another try scorer with me. As I mentioned, Viliami Vailea, he gets his start at right center. The Dolphins, they're conceding the most tries to right centers in the competition. So let me have Viliami Vailea in there for a bit of juice. I'm going to take out the over 48.5 just so Actually, you know what? Stuff it. It's a hero. I'm putting a quarter in on it. I'll keep the overs in there. Cowboys 13 plus. I've upgraded them here. I think they're going to absolutely flog them. As I mentioned, they beat the Dolphins twice in their last two games, by 13 plus points. So Cowboys 13 plus, Jack Bostock to score, Viliami Vailea to score, and the points to go over 48.5, and that is paying $13 on the dot.
Ooh.
You need me to save you!
I'm the real hero.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I mean, it's a hero. Just fucking balls to the wall type shit from you. That's good. That's what we want. All right, I am going to anchor off these bets for the best bet set of six for round 9. I'm going to go the Sharks-Dragons game. Now, the Sharks have won 9 out of the last 10 games versus the Dragons. Dragons have lost 3 straight at points bet. Last win at the venue was 2018. Sharks have won 5 out of the last 6 games at home, 3 straight there. So they are humming. The Sharks look good. I mean, Nico is in some fine form at the moment. Not a lot of value there for the Sharks to win. So I'm going to chuck in an underdog try score as we like to do on the chase here. Dragons are scoring a whopping 70% of their tries down their right edge. That is the most dominant edge in football percentage-wise. Sharks are conceding 41% of the tries scored against them to right attacks. So a huge statistical matchup for the Dragons' right edge here. Sharks leaking 24% of tries to right wingers. 2 out of the last 4 games between these two, the Dragons' right winger has scored. In the last 2 Sharks versus Dragons games at PointsBet, a Dragons' right winger scored in both. Mikaeli Ravalava will play right wing with Lomax at center. I love that combination. That flick ball is a thing of beauty from Lomax. Ravalava has scored in 4 out of the last 6 games versus the Sharks. He has scored in 10 out of his last 14 games at right wing, 16 tries in those 14 games. He scored last time out versus the Sharks at PointsBet. Best bet, I'm going to go Sharks win and Ravalawa to score, paying $3.17.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.
Yeah, I love this one, Natty. I think Ravalawa is probably the juiciest underdog try scorer this week at $2.35. As you mentioned, Ben Hunt is creating everything for the Dragons at the moment. 15 tries already in just 8 games for him. He's going absolutely bonkers. So I do like that little run there. If the Sharks are to leak any tries this week, I doubt they'll keep 2 teams to nil. The Dragons will definitely be fuming after they got absolutely smashed last week. So I do see the Dragons putting on some points, and if it is going to be scored, it's going to be down that right edge. So love it.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, and Lomax just in some fine form at the moment. So he'll be putting Ravalawa over at some point in this game. All right, let me do a recap of the best bet set of 6 for round 9. 1 unit on each of these bets, half a unit on the hero bet. First up, we've got Panthers. They've got the only team to score 20 points. Taruva to score, paying $2.56. I've got the Broncos win. Roosters plus 18.5 at the alternate line with Young to score, paying $4.80. Rando with under 43.5 in the Manly game. Garrick or Saab to score, paying $2.73. Storm win. Titans plus 34.5 at the alternate line. Pappy to win, paying $2.08. And then my hero in that one, I'm chucking in Sammy and Munster for $17.45. Rando has the Cows minus 8.5, over 48.5 points. Bostock to score, paying $6.50. Love that value there. His hero, Cowboys 13 plus, over 48.5. Bostock, Valea to score, paying $13. And then the last bet of the round is Sharks win, Ravalawa, $3.13. They're the best bets, bro. Surely better than 1 out of 6 from last week. We've got to do better this week.
Absolutely. I think there's some good value bets in there. I think the rain, you know, it's always going to be a determiner, but I think we hit the green pretty well in the rain last time in round 3 or round 4, whenever it was. So feeling confident.
We love the slop, mate. Mudder's a mudder. We love the slop. All right, let's get into the 40-20s. 1 unit on each of these try scorers. I've got 6, and Rando, you can delete one of them as always. First up, our boy, Tito Taruva, South conceding 43% to right attacks, 18% to right wings. He's paying $1.75. He goes in. My boy, Dom Young, Broncos conceding 52% to right attacks, 22% to right wings. He's paying $2.40. I love that value. Then we've got Philip Sammy, obviously going to play left wing for the Titans. Melbourne conceding, get a load of this, 60% to left attacks and 40% to left wings. He goes in. $2.85 is ridiculous value. Aravalawa, Cronulla conceding 41% to right attacks, 24% to right wings at $2.35. Great value. Now we've got Tommy Talau, Raiders conceding 52% to left attacks and 24% to left wingers. He's paying $1.98. Or Jack Bostock, Cowboys conceding 40% to left attacks and 17% to left wingers, paying $2.10. So I think Taruva, Young, Sammy, Ravalawa are locks. I just need you to pick out a Talau and Bostock.
I think that, you know, I would you look at the Manly and you look at the Dolphin side and you just don't know which edge they're going to hit. You're going to think they're going to hit right edge instead of the left edge, but we've seen that the Dolphins can hit the left side, and we saw Talau score in that Parramatta Manly game as well off the back of Luke Brooks. I think that due to the dry conditions in Townsville, I think I'm leaning towards Jack Bostock. Just because it's going to be dry there, we know they're going to get that ball out to the left, or they're going to get the ball out to the wing a little bit easier. Jack Bostock is also 10 cents more, so a bit more value there for the punters as well. So, yeah, let's keep Jack Bostock in there and yeet out Tommy Talau.
Love it, bro. And, I mean, you've got him in your best bet as well. So let's just double down on Big Jack to get some meat in this one.
That's never gone wrong. Doubling down, has it? I don't think so.
Oh, no. All right, we've got Sooney Taruva at $1.75, Dom Young $2.40, Sammy at $2.85, Ravalara at $2.35, and Jack Bostock at $2.10. They're your 40-20s for round.
That's a lot of meat, son.
Well, let's hope it's a lot of meat. We need a lot of meat. We need a fucking meat tray here, please. Okay, Rando, Smokey next up. Half a unit on this guy. He has to be over $3. Who you got for us this week, bro?
I've got one player down here, and I've got his stats with me as well. But there's another player that I think about when I saw this player, thinking, is he over $3? He was. But then I saw another player who also was over $3 in this match. Look at the Bulldogs-Tigers game here. I'm looking at Matty Burden. So the Tigers have conceded 77% of their tries from the middle of the field all the way to their right edge. Their left edge defense seems to be okay, but their right edge is absolutely shot. We're talking Aiden Caesar there, IPAP, believe it or not. And then obviously you've got Charlie Staines and Brent Naden out there as well. But in particular, I'm looking at Aiden Caesar. The Tigers have conceded four tries, 2 5-8s in their last four games. Matt Burden has scored four tries in his last three games. He is at a core, and he's also scored three tries in his last five games against the Tigers. Now, I was looking at Matty Burden, $3.10 off the bat. But then, as I was looking at the odds, I saw Viliami Kikau at $3.40 in the wet, running at Aiden Caesar. There's no stats to purely say that he will score. The 5-8 is the better statistical choice here. But Viliami Kikau running at Aiden Caesar, I know they're going to come left, the Dogs. That's their best side attack in the rain. God, do you think Kikau, he's always been a Trojan horse for the Dogs. That's the thing. He hasn't scored them, but he's been setting them up. So that's where I'm worried here, Natty, and this is where I need you to guide me. What do you think for the Smokies? I gave you my 40-20 opinion. I need your opinion here for the Smokey.
Yeah, I really like Kick out this week, super coach wise. All the stats are lining up for him having a really good game. And he's just been so destructive this year against better defenses than the Tigers. Do you know what I mean? And I love that it's just a vibe play. You know, like we're very stat heavy on this podcast, but every now and then it's pretty good to just go gut, to just go vibe. And I'm I'm liking Viliami Kigau. I think you know, defenses are going to be worried about the ball at the back, you know, Bronson Zeri, because that's how they've been playing to start the year, using him as a big block play. The short ball off the hip, close to the line, is on here. Kigau goes over, bro.
All right. Put him in, and we like it, as we always say. Traditionally, the second row smoky as well, so we love having a second rower jump into that slot.
Oh, Kigau, $3.40. We like
That's
it.
That's how you become great, man. Hang your balls out there.
Okay, the smoky goes in. So let's do our kick to corners multi here. So half a unit on this guy. We want to get between $7 and $10 usually. So, yeah, we've got a few legs here we've been talking about in the green room. We'll go leg for leg. I'll start it off. First up, I mean, this has to go in. Panthers, Taruva. Panthers, they've won the last six straight versus the Bunnies. Bunnies have lost seven out of their last eight games. Taruva, one of the more statistically sound scorers this week. Panthers scoring 65% down their right. Taruva accounting for 34% of the Panthers' tries, with the Bunnies leaking 43% to right attacks and 18% to right wingers exclusively. That's a bang play, bro. What do you got next?
Manly, I do like Manly. They've won six of the last eight games against the Raiders at Brookvale Oval. On top of that, you know, the Raiders, 40-0, they've lost, so they aren't looking too good at all. Manly have won by 13 plus in three of their last four Friday night games at home as well.
Manly, sure things, I think, especially with DCE getting off that suspension scare there as well. Next up, I'm going to take the Broncos. Broncos, they've won six straight at home. They've won 10 of the last 11 Friday night games, like I said earlier. Six on the trot and four straight Suncorp Friday night wins. Just head-to-head there for the Broncos, bro. What do you think?
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm going to go into Saturday Arvo with the Dogs and the Tigers. The Tigers haven't won at a course since 2018. They've lost their last nine games at the venue, whilst the Dogs, they have won seven of their last eight games as the favourites. So give me the Bulldogs here to win against the Tigers.
The Doggies do look good. I want to go Storm. I love the Storm here head-to-head. Mad Dogs 200th. I think they get up for him. Storm won nine out of the last 10 versus the Titans. Seven out of their last eight games versus the Titans at Cbus. That's an easy win there for the Melbourne Storm, bro.
Yep, and to finish it off, I'm taking the Cowboys here to win against the Finns. As I mentioned, they have won their last two games against the Finns by 13 plus. They have won 15 of their last 19 games as the favourite at home.
Okay, nice. That's a good-looking kick-to-corners multi. I mean, a bit of a hiccup there at the start, but we got there in the end. We've got Panthers, Taruva. We've got Manly head-to-head, Broncos head-to-head, Dogs head-to-head, Storm head-to-head, and Cows head-to-head. That's paying, what, $7.40?
Yeah, $7.32.
We will take that. That is that's right.
That's fantastic vision. That's eyes up football.
Oh, that's clever good. Play. That's good.
All right, bro. Now we're getting into it.
Come on. Let's get nuts.
All right, let's get into the D-Gen. A quarter unit here. Like Rando keeps saying, the smoky goes in. Kigau is in there. What best bet of mine do you like? I think you said earlier, do you like the Sharks Ravalawa one?
Yeah, I do like that one. I do like the Broncos into Domi Young as well.
Okay, all right. Do you want to start whacking this into the matrix so we can get some odds here? So we'll go Broncos. Broncos into Young. Yeah, that's good. The underdog try scorers are going hard this week. I love it. So much value to be had. Sharks, Rava. I mean, what are we looking at there with Kigau, Broncos, Young, Sharks, Rava?
Here we go. 1 second. Just getting the kicks in. All righty. Already we're at $37.
Let's chuck Panthers Taruva in there. That has to happen. And then while you're at it, why don't you chuck in Kigau Dogs? So chuck in Dogs to win as well.
Beauty. We're at 54 at the moment. Do we like... Now, we're talking about milestone games at the moment. Cam Munster. anytime try scorer.
Yeah,
should
I do
we
like
jump
this
on that? Cam Munster and the Storm get the
Storm dub. Munster, put it in.
Now we're talking. Now like we're talking. 186-1.
Oh, yeah, baby. Okay, that's good gear. So the D-Gen multi-half unit on this one. We've got kick out to score into Dogs to win. We've got Panthers win, Taruva scores, Storm win, Munster scores, Broncos win, Young scores, Sharks win, Rava scores, paying $186 to
It's so big.
Tell you what. The day we get one of these D-Gen multis, the rest of the year, the pressure's off. We'll just fucking cruise. Do what we want then. We'll do whatever the fuck we want with our money.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what we do. We could lose for the rest of the year. So let's get it. We need to eat. All right, let's get into the lock segment.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up.
So this week, Pepper wanted to choose three mascots, and seeing as it's her segment, and I don't actually, I don't have any control over this anymore. This is not me. I don't bet in this segment. We know this. I've given up the reins. It's all her. So she went Roosters, Dolphins, Panthers. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go Roosters plus 18.5. We're going to go Dolphins plus 18.5. I'm going to go Panthers to win. And that is paying $2.10. And I put $20 on that. So I'm going to lock that up for Pepper. She needs to back up from that terrible Bunnies call because that was just no bueno.
She's already chasing by adding an extra leg.
I might not put the Bunnies on there. Yeah, she's got my blood, my DNA running through her veins, bro. Chase, baby. Chase.
Oh, God. For me, I'm going to go three legs too. I'm going to follow in her footsteps. I'm going to take the Cowboys to win. They've won 15 in their last 19 as the favorite in Townsville. The Bulldogs to win. Tigers haven't won at a course since 2018, losing their last 9. And to finish, the Storm to beat the Titans. They've won 9 of their last 10 games against the Titans. So I do like them to continue that trend. All three of those paying $2.40. Natty, lock it up. $20
on that one. Jesus, that does sound good, actually, your one. Mine, Pepper's is very convoluted, but yours is just straight up and down, very easy. I do like it. All right, so, yeah, I went down the accumulator. No bueno there. So we're going to start again. Rando, you're up. You're going to have to kick us off again. Get the ball moving. $10 on this one. We can go as low as $1.50. Come on, bro. Let's go. You can do this. I believe in you.
Oh, I'm so nervous, Natty, mate. This is tough stuff. This is really tough gear. I come into this going like, fuck, surely these teams win. Surely these teams win, but I think these have to be the most lock of locks. The Sharks to beat the Dragons. Surely they win. The Panthers beat the Rabbitohs, who don't even have a coach anymore. They win. The Storm in Munnies 200th. They have been looking absolutely formidable. They win. And that is paying $1.66 in the accumulator. Simple.
Yeah. Yeah, simple let's stuff. Take that. Yeah.
Let's bet it all. Top or nothing.
That's it. And that's what the accumulator segment's all about. Just keeping it very simple. We just need to build. I mean, we are struggling at the moment with it. We need to get back up to the early season form that we had with the accumulator where we got up to like 70, 80 bucks. That's what we need. I feel like the stats are studying. We're getting our eye in here. We can do this, bro.
Absolutely. For sure.
All right, mate. That's it from us. That's another good hit out. If you haven't followed us already on our socials, it's the Chase Your Losses Instagram page. It's humming at the moment. We put our best bets up there to remind you guys of what winners to get behind. Plenty of content on there as well. Rando, do you want to give the Patreon a plug while we're here?
Yeah, absolutely. At Random Stats Guy, check out the Patreon. Great week, actually, last week with try scorer stats. If you take them and put a unit on each one, you would have done very well. But also on top of that, you can also get all your gear on head-to-head team scores and all that. So that's only $10 a week for the top Patreon analysis, which everyone seems to be jumping on. Or you can get my Stats Watch, which is a massive blog on the best of the best stats that you need to keep an eye on for the round ahead. So Random Stats Guy on Patreon. Click the link in my bio, quickest way you can get there.
Love it, bro. Yes, it is looking the goods. And then if you're a super coacher and you want all the super coach stats under the sun, then you check out the weekly rubdown Patreon, the Rub Stats, link in our bio as well. Go follow us on our socials. Rando from the Random Stats Guy. I'm from the Weekly Rubdown. We love you. Get out there, have a lash, do it responsibly. And remember, your next win could be one more punt away. Chase those losses, baby. Uru.
Get that, India.
Just let me win this one. Just let me win this one last one.
Ta-ta! Right, and power.